Hello?
Hi, hello. Am I speaking to Delia?
Yes.
Hello, this is
How can I
Jennifer.
help you?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. How are you today?
What are the questions?
All right. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote. Chances are 50-50. Or would you probably no
Definitely.
vote? You will definitely, okay? Thank you. What is your age?
42.
Thank you. All right. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, Hispanic, Asian?
Hispanic.
Hispanic? Okay, thank you.
Hispanic.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you
If I
have
can vote
previously,
tomorrow,
okay, I understand. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, would that be a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfying.
Thank you. And what specifically makes you say that? What makes you feel dissatisfied?
Because it's just the country isn't going in the right direction.
Okay.
It's already there. I voted. I strongly agree. It's not.
Yeah, making some
Regardless of
notes.
what the poll's saying.
Thank you. All right, I just made some notes. And which of the following issues are more important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I will read to you some options. You're allowed to choose two: standing up and fighting against racial and discrimination, crime and violence, healthcare costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting our democracy and freedom, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and productive rights, improving K through 12 public schools education, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform.
Only two?
Yes.
Protecting our democracy and protecting our borders.
Protecting our democracy and protecting, where is the one for the border? Give me one second. Okay, immigration and border security. All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
Okay, would that be strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Well, from what I hear, it's very unfair justice, so I strongly
Okay. Thank
disapprove. I
you.
think it's run a lot by the politicians.
Okay. I respect that. Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay, getting worse. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
No, what's the timeline?
It does not give a timeline. It's just generally speaking. It's about how you see the race relations in America today. It's staying the same, okay?
So it's been the same.
Okay. Yeah. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not very often.
Not often, okay. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
As far as what? Are you referring to my gender, my ethnicity?
This is about rights. If you say that you have board rights, it's generally speaking as well.
What's the question?
Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
But are you referring to my race? I don't know. That's kind of like a broad question.
It's about the rights. Do you believe you
I know, but the same rights? Are you referring to me as a woman? As my ethnicity? Or, I don't...
To you specifically.
What is it?
It's generally speaking about rights for everything.
As far as my ethnicity, we're a minority because I'm Hispanic. We have less rights.
All right. Okay, let's put that in. I can add a comment to it. So a lot fewer or somewhat fewer rights?
Fewer.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no option or have never heard of a person or organization, please just say so. How do you feel about Taylor Swift?
I don't care about that girl.
Okay.
But she has a major... Yeah, I don't feel anything towards that lady.
Okay, would you scale that?
She's a huge influence. 0.
Okay. How about Ron DeSantis?
50.
Thank you. The Democratic Party?
50.
How about Donald Trump?
100%.
Joe Biden?
0. He's a loser. Put that on the side notes.
Okay. All right. I respect that. How about Kamala Harris?
Is there a such thing as a negative?
You get the least that you can. She's 0.
She's a 0.
Okay.
She's another loser.
All right. How about the NAACP?
Which one's that?
Have you ever heard of them? Of that organization?
No.
NAACP. Okay.
No.
That's fine. We can just record that as as that. How about the Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights?
Okay. I would say 80.
Thank you. All right. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Your heritage, traditions, and culture identity is under attack in America. Do you agree or disagree to that?
I don't know. Under attack?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any comment on that.
Okay. What about reverse discrimination against white people in a big problem in today's society? Is a big problem in today's society.
I disagree.
Okay, would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society? Do you agree or disagree to that?
I don't have any comment for that.
Okay. What about the America is on the path to another civil war?
Civil war? Nah, I don't think so. Well,
okay.
I mean, no, I don't know.
Okay. So do you you disagree? Okay, would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
All right, would that be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about racism against black people is a big problem in today's society?
I don't think it's a big problem.
Okay, so you disagree somewhat or strongly disagree?
I disagree. Somewhat.
Okay. What about American democracy is under major threat now?
Somewhat.
Okay. Somewhat disagree or somewhat agree?
Oh, somewhat disagree.
Okay. What about gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country?
No.
Agree or disagree? I'm sorry.
I strongly disagree.
Okay. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campus and in employment? Do you support or oppose to that?
I have no comment for that.
I understand. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose histories often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. To which of these statements do you agree more, statement A or statement B?
The first.
Statement A. Would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think is extremely important, 5 means that you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. You can use any numbers from 0 to 10. A strong military. Do you think that is important for our democracy to survive? If so, how important do you think that is?
Yes.
From 0 to 10?
A strong 10.
Okay. How about quality K-12 education?
10.
Traditional family values?
10.
Free and fair elections?
10.
A fair and equitable court system?
Oh, yeah, 10.
Okay, secure borders?
10.
Religious freedom?
10.
Affordable healthcare?
10.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any numbers from 0 to 10. The first statement I have is America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How would you score that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap of communities that feel left behind. From a scale from 0 to 10, what score would you give to that statement?
10.
Thank you. We're almost done. I thank you so much for helping me out. We're almost there. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Okay, switching gears a little bit. The last year questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed? I am going to read you some categories. Please stop me when I get to your category. First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, or postgraduate or master.
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Twice a week.
Twice a week, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is this urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
All right. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Thank you. These are all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for helping me out, and I hope you have a good night.
All right. All right. Good night. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.